It's Friday, October 26, 2007. You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. While reading this story in the New York Post on Thursday, I had to think about myself because I fall into this category. It's titled Stress Mess in the U.S. Well, I'm in Canada, but what the hell? 48% can't sleep. We're stressed out, we can't sleep, we're drinking too much, and it's getting worse, the article says. 48% of Americans say they're more stressed now than they were 5 years ago, and the same percent report regularly lying awake at night because of stress, according to a new study by the American Psychological Association. Stress continues to escalate, and it's affecting every area of people's lives, says Russ Newman, a psychologist and executive director for the APA. So what is it that we're worrying about when we stare at the ceiling at night? Primarily two things, money and work. The main woes for nearly 75% of Americans. That's way up from 59% of us stressed out over those two things 2 years ago. We're also worrying about making the rent. More than half of people polled say paying the landlord or making the monthly mortgage causes great stress. There's nothing worse than not being able to sleep. I'm a shift worker and I'm lucky. Nightly, I can get 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night. That's not good for you. That's not good for anyone. What can we do about it? I don't turn to prescription medication. I just try to handle it myself. Stress is out there. Doesn't matter if you're Canadian or American, and we have to deal with it the best way we can. I do it by talking on the radio. I'm Dana Pretzer.